And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride, and we are going to come to that favorite part of the week that everybody's looking for, a chance to check out the menu for First Friday offerings. And joining us now to talk about that is Nancy DeCherney. She is with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council here for our First Friday preview. Welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Hey, Marana, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, and I'm always just amazed at how much in Juno, being fairly new to it, I moved here in December, and I'm just always surprised that First Fridays are just very packed for a community Juno's size. And
it's lots of fun things to do, and we've been doing them for, you know, quite a few years, I guess. It's always a surprise to me how much we got going on, like you said. So I want to encourage people to go to jahc.org and click on the First Friday button to get the full list in case you forget what we talked about here, which is how it rolls with me sometimes. The Arts Council is very excited to offer, we have Kelsey Fagan, who is grew up in Juno and then came back to Juno recently. She is of Elevate Art. It's an art studio. She's an art therapist, artist, uses art in all sorts of positive ways. She wants to help build our community, build people's spirits, lighten the darkness, all that sort of stuff. This collection that we're going to have in our exhibit was originally commissioned by Bartlett Regional Hospital for their newly completed Rainforest Recovery Center. But because of COVID, nobody's been able to really, the public doesn't get to see it. So it'll be on display and for everybody to look at, and there are prints and whatnot that are available for sale. She wants to, it's all about resiliency and recovery, and all the work that both the nurses and hospital staff and the people who are taking part in rainforest recovery work are do and believe in. She, like I said, is really committed to building our community. So all of her pieces are either printed or fabricated in Juno. She has wonderful little hats, trucker hats, and just take a moment. She has an Instagram account, which is how I see her things. I'm sure she has a Facebook thing as well, but take a moment to just look at Kelsey's things and read her artist statement and think about resiliency and how it's going to get us through the COVID thing, and how we can help others in our community with those sorts of things as well. So I'll go off onto the other things that is going on, because we're not the only game in town. And as a matter of fact, the Alaska State Museum has put, they have Peter Williams in Sitka, and they've put the Sitka website up so you can see what's going on at that show. They also have Mitch Watley's show up in the museum here in town, so that's available. Down at the Juno Artist Gallery is Christine Kleinhens. She has a wonderful collection of herring paintings, as well as all of her face masks and headbands. She'll be at the Juno Artist Gallery, which is in the Senate building, so you can visit with her and get to know her. She's a lot of fun. She helped us with, she did some of the Juno Care stuff and did some face masks artwork for us there. And speaking of the Juno Cares artworks at COPA, the complete collection of the Juno Climate Change Solutionists will be on display. There's a series of posters, and they will be released throughout the community on a rolling basis once a month, but you can see the entire collection at COPA this month. It's a lot of local people who have come, they're working on solutions for environmental and climate change issues in our community. So it's good to see encouraging people taking encouraging ways forward on helping things out. At Annie Kale's, she's featuring Archie Kavanaugh Jr. prints He's an award-winning Tlingit artist. He did pass on in 2018, but so it's going to be nice to see his a collection of his prints and remember him. So quite a couple of other things. I'm sure there's other things. I think you were talking to the City Museum earlier, perhaps. And I also want to make a big plug for if people haven't been out to Nugget Mall to see the canoe that's just across Kitty Corner from Joann's, please go out and look at it. It is gorgeous. It is going to be on the waterfront somewhere. We're working that out right now, but it's your opportunity to go see it now. It's really a stunning piece of work by Robert Mills, and it was fabricated by Brian Crapo, and it's amazing. So go check that out. We have also coming up, you know, it's been a year since all of us were sort of in lockdown position. We've noticed at the Arts Council, we moved out of the Jack on March 20th. And I wouldn't say we're going to celebrate it, but we're going to note that anniversary with it's been a year. We want people, we'll have a place where people can post things that they've learned, what things they've liked, what they missed, just how this year has affected all of us. And we tie-dyed a whole bunch of face masks. And so you put your stuff up there and then come, we'll get a face mask to you to celebrate it. I think tie-dye sort of sums up how the year was. It's kind of not too structured and a little colorful and a little gray and a little this and that. So it's been really, from the Arts Council's perspective, I think the community has been very strong and just impressed with how everybody is bearing up. But we need to hold each other up on that, I think. So anyway.
To ask you, though, what a journey you've been on since March 20th. I mean, what was that like being booted out of two locations?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say booted. I mean, we were asked to leave fairly abruptly. I unfortunately had just returned from a trip. So I was on quarantine for the whole period and my whole staff had to just bust out and get everything out of the Jack. And then a week later, we needed to move everything out of Centennial Hall. And they did a marvelous job. We have a tremendous crew at Centennial Hall, and I really wanted kudos to them. And they've continued to just do all sorts of new creative things online, like this virtual First Friday thing. Lorelei kicked in a virtual First Friday, April 1st. And we've been doing them since. And I kind of like them because we can bring in like the Sitka one, things from other communities. It's really a nice opportunity to be connected with other places in the state. So it looks like maybe you have another person that needs to come on. Is that it?
Yeah, we've got another person that will be on shortly. But I did just, in closing, there is one thing that I did want to ask you about is, you know, when all is said and done, you know, it's interesting that the arts, the Jack was moved out of their headquarters. And so arts was kind of like initially one of the first things to sort of go mentally in dealing with this crisis. But I wonder if 10, 20, 30 years, people will look back and be grateful for the arts and all that they've done to help us get through COVID.
I think that's going to absolutely be the case. It is, I mean, it's been keeping people busy and people have been adding to the little community art thing. And we've had Arttober and we've done all sorts of stuff. And I do feel like the creativity in this community is amazing. And it is exactly like you said, what's going to keep us going through. So, you know, hopefully it won't be another year, but if not, we'll press on. So thank you for, and I hope I see people out on First Friday. It's going to be beautiful. So
it'll be nice to see First Friday return to First Friday as it once was, but it's still pretty darn good. Thanks very much, Nancy DeCherney.
Good to talk.